بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي رواية عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه فأتيته فأخبرته بما قال in the riwayat, the narration hadith that we read yesterday of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, that after the battle of Hunain, the large booty that came in the hands of the Muslims, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the Amir and the leader, he distributed it and he gave preference to certain of the new Muslims that had accepted Islam. They were the leaders of the tribes, etc., and he gave them more than what he gave to the old Muslims. And one munafiq, a hypocrite, had an objection to that. On that, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said he will inform Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about it. فَأَتَيْتُهُ فَأَخْبَرْتُهُ بِمَا قَالَ. He says, I came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and then I informed him what this munafiq, what he had said. فَتَغَيَّرَ وَجْهُهُ حَتَّى كَانَ كَالسِّرْفِ. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's face changed completely. In other words, anger overtook him until he became red. The blood flushed in the face of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he became very angry. And to become angry is also not against our deen and against Sharia. For the sake of Allah, to become angry is a sign of the perfection of one's iman. That if somebody is doing some haram and then a person becomes angry on that, is a sign of iman. It isn't that somebody is doing haram and we still smiling also all the time, as unfortunately one alien quality that has come into us that we must make friends with all. Even those who disobey Allah, we must be patient and we must be smiling also. With haram, a person should take the necessary action. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ثم قال فَمَنْ يَعْدِلُ إِذَا لَمْ يَعْدِلِ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. Who will do justice if Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't do justice? That is, that every action of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every word of his was by the command of Allah ta'ala. So in this matter of giving preference to those people, this was also by the command of Allah ta'ala. So if Allah is not doing justice, then who can ever do justice? And if Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not do justice, who is there who can ever do justice? We don't have to judge the actions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to learn from the actions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A mu'min, a believer, is that who believes that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every Nabi and the king of all the Anbiya, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is 100% guided by Allah ta'ala. And whatever Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam did is a criteria of the truth. So we don't, na'uzubillah, today many Muslims as such, we also want to judge the actions of even Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whereas we have to follow and to make that the criteria. ثُمَّ قَالْ. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and this is the relevant part with this chapter of making sabr and exercising patience. يَرْحَمُ اللَّهُ مُوسَى. May Allah Ta'ala have mercy on Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. قَدْ أُوذِيَ بِأَكْثَرَ مِنْ هَذَا فَصَبَرَ. That Musa alayhi salatu wa salam was also put to many tests and trials with the Bani Israel. As we read in the Quran Sharif, what difficulties they had put him through. Not only from Fir'aun, that was there, he was the open enemy, but from his own people, the Bani Israel. He also had to put up with a lot of difficulties and hardships from his own people. And this munafiq, who outwardly acts like a Muslim. So it is like from our own people that we have to suffer and that we have to go through trials and tribulations. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, Musa alayhi salatu wa salam also had to go through with what and what, but he made sabr. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, as it comes in other riwayat, that he was put through the most difficulty, and on all that he made sabr also. And the munafiqeen, they left no stone unturned into hurting Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in trying to hurt him. And we read of that right through in the Quran, and Allah Ta'ala everywhere consoles Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From this also we learn that especially for the sake of deen, we must make a lot of sabr. In our homes also, there, for example, there is some function which is against deen. Lot of wrong things. There are, the photos will be taken. There will be intermingling of the sexes. There will be music, etc. Videos will be made. At that time, we also should remain firm on deen. We will get a lot of criticism. And from our very own people, we will get a lot of opposition. We should make sabr on that. This is a great lesson. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, made sabr on such great difficulties. For us, we should try that at least on these things we make sabr. Anything that goes wrong in the house, we should try and correct it. People will pass lot of remarks about us. They will criticize us. But a person should learn to make sabr on that. That is also one sabr. فَقُلْتُ Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, the narrator of the hadith, says, لَا جَرَمَ لَا أَرْفَعُ إِلَيْهِ بَعَدَهَا حَدِيثًا. But definitely, I will not take this type of news to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became very angry on what that person had said, which outwardly was like a Muslim, but of course he was a munafiq. So in here also, there are great lessons that we should not take every piece of news to every person. But that especially the people who are in a leadership position, that everything must not be told to them, and which especially hurts them. Especially those people who are the friends of Allah Ta'ala, because if they feel hurt, then the person with whom regard that matter is, Allah will take revenge from that person. And that person will suffer the consequences very terribly, as it is open, we see in the world, right up to today also, people who oppose the righteous, the ulama, and the consequences they suffer are very, very grave. May Allah guide us, and let us take the correct lessons, and mold our lives correctly.